There is this thing.
Do you realize
what is there is this thing?
Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing
on.
There is this thing going on.
Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Legal Radio, the October edition, part of CKUT's Open Conspiracy for Social Change, 90.3 FM in Montreal, CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web. No One's Legal Radio is produced and hosted by members of the No One's Legal Network in Montreal. No One's Legal Montreal is part of Worldwide Movement for the Self-Determination of Migrants, Refugees, and Indigenous Peoples. We stand against global apartheid as well as colonialism and racism at home. We struggle for the free movement with dignity and justice of all. Locally, No One's Legal Montreal is part of the Solidarity Across Borders Network's struggles against the policies of Fortress North America. This month's show is part of that effort. Today we'll be focusing on the struggle of queer and LGBT in the Middle East, and we'll also be playing a clip from the Boycotting Israeli Apartheid in conference in Toronto. We're going to begin with a statement from Halem Beirut that was issued this summer. Halem, which is the Arabic acronym of Lebanese Protection for Lesbians, Gays, Bisexuals, and Transgenders, is a non-governmental, non-profit organization based in Beirut, but with chapters in Montreal as well as other cities throughout the world. They've been working on LGBT issues in Lebanon for the past few years, and their activities have included social and cultural events to bring the gay community together, extensive work on HIV/AIDS-related issues, advocacy for prosecuted LGBT individuals, and much more. This past summer, the International Conference of the First Montreal Out Games took place in July of 2006, and they'd invited Halem to take part in a keynote address for the panel session entitled Focus on Africa and the Arab World. Unfortunately, due to the Israeli siege and bombardment of Lebanon, the Halem member scheduled to speak at the panel was unable to attend, and instead she sent a short video message to be screened during her allotted time. We're going to air this now, and just to note that this was recorded in July while Lebanon was still under military attack by Israel.
My name is Rasha Moumni, and I will be speaking on behalf of the Lebanese LGBT rights organization, Halem. Before we begin, I would first like to thank the conference organizers for allowing me this opportunity to address you, as my trip to Montreal was recently cancelled due to the air, land, and sea blockade imposed on Lebanon by the State of Israel. As we speak, over 300 civilians have been killed in Lebanon, and by conservative estimates, 600,000 are internally displaced as a direct result of Israel's criminal destruction of their homes. As of July 12th, the date when Israeli aggressions began, Halem's LGBT Center has stopped all LGBT-related work and donated its space, its resources, and its volunteers to humanitarian relief efforts in order to assist a section of the estimated 60,000 refugees in Beirut. I will not dwell on the destruction and devastation wrought upon the entire country by the Israeli military. That you can read and hear about elsewhere. Instead, today I would like to draw attention to the political rhetoric in which this war and others in the Middle East are being couched, and its ramifications on the burgeoning LGBT rights movements in the region. Perhaps one of the primary and most difficult of Halem's struggles has been proving its legitimacy, the legitimacy of its cause, without falling prey to accusations of being agents of Western imperialism. While this proposition might sound outrageous to some, it is certainly not a baseless fear. History is filled with examples of human rights discourses that have been co-opted to serve colonialist agendas and to reinforce them with a false moral purity. Currently, as we enter the next phase of the U.S. administration's plan to redraw the geopolitical map of the Middle East under the guise of fighting the war against terror, the buzzwords remain the same. democracy, freedom, human rights, and reform. How is it surprising, then, that any talk of human rights is not regarded with suspicion? President Bush held up the mantle of women's rights as one of the justifications for the invasion and occupation of both Iraq and Afghanistan. Israel continuously promotes itself as a safe haven for sexual minorities, using their tolerance as proof that they are a more civilized people than their Arab neighbors, occupied and otherwise. Some LGBT and civil rights movements have joined forces with right-wing nationalist groups in their practice of one of the last acceptable forms of racism, against Muslims and Arabs. In the other corner, morally bankrupt autocratic fundamentalist regimes continue to stifle and repress all voices calling for social and political change, offering excuses of cultural authenticity, tradition and morality, and even national security for their practice of authoritarianism. These two forces, domestic authoritarianism and international messianism, collude to produce political discourses, rhetoric, policing, and even wars, leaving those of us who wish to see genuine, sustainable reform with little space in which to navigate. We are caught between neocolonialist agendas on the one hand and regressive, oppressive local governments on the other. Refusing both these options, Hilim walks a tightrope in between them. We are an Arab LGBT organization working in an Arab country, and that is not an oxymoron. As Israel systematically destroys Lebanon's infrastructure and kills its residents with U.S.-made bombs in what is being advertised as the latest installment of the United States' plan for the new Middle East, it is incumbent upon all of us to denounce these atrocities. We do not accept democracy at the barrel of a gun. We do not accept to be liberated through war if the price of that liberty is our lives meted out in collateral terms. The international LGBT community should not shun its brothers and sisters in Palestine and Lebanon, especially not now, when both Lebanon and the Gaza Strip are being decimated by Israel. Hilim, the first legally recognized national group openly calling for LGBT rights in the Arab world, is calling for a complete boycott of this year's World Pride event, scheduled to take place in Jerusalem. We should not be calling for one particular type of freedom in a country that systematically denies all types of freedom to its neighbors. In Beirut, Hilim will continue to work towards LGBT rights. We cannot and will not do so under bombardment. Thank you.